When environmentalists talk about the rise of huge factory-style chicken farms on the Delmarva Peninsula, they're usually worried about runoff into the Chesapeake Bay. But there is another problem, the effect on neighbors. Maryland and Virginia are developing basic safeguards to protect them, but as Delaware Public Media's Annie Ropeek reports, some in Delaware say that's not the case in their backyards.
Sherry Zatko-Koselia moved her family to the rural town of Farmington, Delaware for open land and blue skies. Now the first things you see on her property are flies and haze.
But I've had a pool in this house. If you go back and do a Google Earth search.
The backyard pool is full of algae, and beyond it are 10 long, low barns, each the length of 2 football fields, where almost 500,000 broiler chickens are being raised. Each chicken house is studded with huge fans, blowing stink into Zatko-Koselia's yard. She says they appeared as if overnight, with no public notice.
I could care less looking at it is so much as smelling it and feeling it and experiencing all the flies. I mean, our fly swatter has never been more active than this summer. I mean, we live in a country, you're going to have flies, but...
Not like this. She says she's seen the effects in her well water, in the health of her pets, and in her property value. And she says some family members just won't come to visit anymore. She and other neighbors wish they'd been warned about the chicken houses, but Delaware doesn't have to notify homeowners that farm construction on farmland is in the works. County Commissioner Eric Buxton says agricultural growth is a good thing, but he thinks the state needs to decide if what he calls mega farms should fall under traditional scale rules.
You sure you want very, very limited scrutiny on how the roads, environment, and everything else is protected specific to the constituents in that area?
University of Delaware poultry agent Bill Brown says the Delmarva Peninsula's industry is trending toward fewer farmers running more chicken houses. He owns 6 himself.
As agriculture has adopted technology, it's allowed the family farm to take care of more and more and more birds. 30 years ago, I could have never taken care of, or anyone could have never taken care of, 6 houses.
Now Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware are seeing dozens of chicken house permit requests every month. But in Delaware, existing minimal regulations aren't keeping up. The State Department of Agriculture says it'll be a few years before it can add more oversight for big farms. The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control declined to comment, but even its newest runoff rules don't apply to supersized developments, and the poultry industry has lobbied against adding more costly requirements to future versions. Either way, existing farms wouldn't have to go back and comply, meaning for neighbors in Farmington, what's done is done. For the future, County Planning Director Sarah Kiefer says Delaware is long overdue for a tough conversation.
We allow residential development in the agricultural zoning districts and at the same time want to preserve agriculture. So I do think by allowing that over the years that we've, in some respects, we've set up conflicts.
With enough complaints, she thinks Delaware might be forced to make changes like Maryland and Virginia have, requiring wider setbacks or trees on property lines. The poultry industry encourages those too, but it's all voluntary. That means some farmers, like in Farmington, can hold out for state money to help pay for trees. Still, neighbor Audrey Sharp isn't buying it. She used to raise chickens, too, and says saplings come cheap. In fact, she planted some herself to ease the chicken smell. But it's not a long-term fix.
I really enjoy this life. This is my home place. No idea that this was going to happen. So it's totally changed my plans. I honestly can't imagine staying here.
Without hope for help from the state or industry, she says many neighbors feel the same way. In Farmington, Delaware, I'm Annie Ropeek.
This report was produced in partnership with WDDE in Delaware, Delmarva Public Radio in Salisbury, WESM in Princess Anne, and Virginia Public Radio as part of a collaboration on issues affecting the Chesapeake Bay watershed.